Talk Live. You bring up anything that you want at 855-453 as we launch into the second hour of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Ademo's here, courtesy of copblock.org. Go there and always be apprised of the latest in holding the police accountable across the country and even internationally. You guys do some international reporting, right?
Yeah, there's Dutch, Australia, UK cop blocks, and
awesome.
So folks using copblock.org/submit come in from all over the world.
One of the biggest and most important brands in the Liberty movement, and always keeping you up to date over at copblock.org, and also encouraging you to stand up for your rights. The Cop Block Checkpoint Contest had just wrapped up recently, and honestly, I have not yet looked at any of the submissions, so I need to do that.
That's right. I was hanging out with Pete, who's heading that up with y'all, and I seen a sneak peek of a couple, and there are some good ones. So yeah, stay tuned to copblock.org.
Is it going to be tough for me to decide?
I think it will be. I have my favorite, and you know, I don't want to give any spoilers out here. Right. We were talking about one at breakfast the other day, and I think that's a pretty good one. So.
All right, cool. Right on. Well, we'll certainly let you know more about the checkpoint contest as it develops, and we have winners or a winner to announce. We're going to go to the phones here. You can take control of the airwaves, and then coming up, the ladies of Femin are at it again. And, of course, they are missing their shirts. Joe is on the line listening to WAIS in Ohio. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I appreciate your service.
Welcome, sir.
I'm calling. I appreciate all your service, really, all three of you. No, I'm calling to kind of take up where Warren left off. He seemed a little scattered, and maybe listened to Alex Jones. But
they're tough shoes to fill. They might even be hemp sandals, for all I know.
But you're running the radio show, and man, maybe if I would have wore sandals back in the day, I wouldn't be diagnosed with arthritis. That's another story. No, relax, take a deep breath. You know, I know you're trying to run a show, but it can go smooth and slow. You got to be careful with the pejorative, condescending attitude there, because we're dealing with complex patterns. And what he primarily brought up was immunization.
Sorry, where were we condescending? Because all I wanted to know was why he thought Bill Gates wanted to murder children. That was a question.
Okay, see, again, you're defining the topic rather than letting a man speak, which is what you're doing to me as well. And it's a classic.
Well, you made a statement, and we respond to it, and now you can speak more. So
you're being defensive about your condescending attitude. And maybe it's your tone of voice. I don't know. But that's part of why I took an oath to respect and defend the Constitution. But libertarians,
you came on, you made it, you insulted us personally, and we responded to it. Now you've got a chance to talk about vaccines.
You felt insulted. I tried to help you, and you felt insulted.
Oh, you're here to help me.
Beyond that.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So the first thing I said was, let's all take a deep breath, because we're dealing with complex patterns that include food additives.
I want to hear about the patterns. Go ahead.
GMO organisms, vaccines, geoengineering, and corporate-controlled media. I'd like to think you guys are a little beyond the corporate-controlled media, right?
Nobody's handing us talking points, if that's what you're asking.
But you seem to kind of frame your message and, you know, stick it up for Bill Gates. I mean, you know what Bill Gates' dad did or what he did?
I'm not sticking up for Bill Gates. I think we asked a question.
Maybe you missed the part of the conversation.
Bill Gates started a computer company in his garage. I can't imagine his dad was too powerful.
Bill Gates is the front man for the NSA. Who are you kidding?
Okay. I don't know how you could possibly have any proof for that.
See, it's not good enough, Mark, that you don't give your own son vaccines. Apparently, that didn't register with Joe because you didn't 100% agree with what...
He has a clue. And he's right. Sometimes, you know, a certain percentage... I went to nursing school, man, let me tell you. And I didn't believe... Okay, I went to nursing school, and I asked the pharmacology teacher. I'm thinking, all these hippies are crazy, right? They don't really put mercury in vaccines. And she laughed, and she said, oh, yeah, they do. It's supposed to be a preservative. But don't worry, they're going to... This is more than 10 years ago. She said, they're going to take it out and just send those to the third world. Well, then the third world said, no, you're not going to give us stuff you won't take. So supposedly that's why there's still mercury in vaccines that they inject in people's bodies. Now, I'll ask the three of you, does that make sense to any of you?
Well, here's what my concern is with the thimerosal argument is, now look, I'm not pro-vaccine, and I'm not going to be framed pro-vaccine, and there's no way you're going to get me into that. But I'm going to say that poison is in the dose. You drink arsenic every single day because it's in the water supply. And it's in the regular water supply. My water supply rolls down a mountain. It doesn't come from some kind of city water pool thing. So I know that there's arsenic in my water because I've tested it. I'm not some mouth-breathing moron. My wife isn't some mouth-breathing moron, and neither is our child. Now, mercury, the amount of thimerosal in those doses was supposed to never be enough to cause problems. Now, do I think that some people had problems with vaccines in the past? Sure, because I think they have problems with vaccines today.
I agree. I would say, obviously, you have a clue. And I get my water from the spring 5 miles up the road as well.
So you agree with that point, but because we questioned... Hold on, Joe. You agree with that point about the vaccines, but because we questioned why Lauren believed that Bill Gates wants to murder little children, that makes us condescending.
I believe that rather than giving the man a platform for free speech, you were quick to narrow his topic down. And I'm trying to broaden the topic.
Because we didn't let him ramble on about three different topics.
Joe, hold on.
And encourage you to get more listeners. No, I don't want to hold on. I'm trying to make my point, and that's what you're doing. You're not. My point is that if you let people speak their mind, we can all learn from each other.
I don't think I'm going to learn much.
I'm not saying Bill Gates is a murderer. We need to learn to listen to each other.
We have a history with Lauren. He's a not necessarily a chronic caller, although he has been at times. And
he's a memorable caller. He's called multiple times.
And his stuff is crackpotty as hell. Like, he believes that there are lizard people running around that shapeshift into Jews that are trying to kill us all. Okay? Like, the guy's got some whacked ideas. And if I was short with him, I'm sure I was. I hope that it didn't come
across. He was on for several minutes. I mean, how much time do you think people should get? If they've got seven topics they want to talk about, should they be allowed to expound upon all seven when they call in?
I got more time than I expected, and I think I brought up at least seven. And I didn't know that you had a history. But we do have a local Lauren down here. It's a lady who's a naturopath, and she's pretty smart. And I literally have a friend who believes that he has a brain implant from the government. So, you know, when you're talking tinfoil hat territory, I can see that you have to separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. And that's why I try to teach my kids discernment.
It gets really tough when you're talking about many of these things that fall into the modern definition of conspiracy theory to really decide, you know, where is the crazy start and where is the real stuff end? And I don't know. The answer is, the farther I look into it, the more real a lot of this crazy stuff looks.
Get on the air and say something that you heard on some radio show, because you know that's where Lauren likely heard this.
Irresponsible.
Some radio show claims Bill Gates is a member of the New World Order and he's killing babies, and to just get on the air and to make a claim like that and, you know, to expect us to not question it, sorry, we're going to question it.
I appreciate your questions. It's the tone that I was talking about, but I precisely agree with you about, you know, I think conspiracy theory itself is a pejorative, and, you know, I'll wear that badge proudly, because just because you think it's conspiracy doesn't...
So do you agree with the lizard men conspiracy?
That's a longer story.
Too far for you, huh?
I mentioned geoengineering. I mean, you have to roll these out one at a time, right?
Well, no. So do you agree with the lizard men theory or not?
Somebody told me about that about 15 years ago, and they explained it in a really deep way that I don't think people are willing to listen to.
So you do agree with it. Thank you for the call, Joe. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, 855-450-FREE. Toll-free number. You can take control. Also, join us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. Once again, lrn.fm. There's more time for you. Plenty of it, actually. We've got the feminine ladies coming up here. They are declaring topless jihad. And we will explain what that's
jihad.
All about.
Jihad.
That's right. International Topless Jihad Day. More coming up. You can take control as well. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-453. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site. News updates are available to you We will email them to you, the most important news about Free Talk Live, and also on Twitter and Facebook you'll get updates during the show, questions sometimes show prep. We'll put other things on there, observations that you can comment on. Sometimes the observations are read on the air, or the answers are read on the air. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get interactive in the way that is your preference. That's news.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course.
If you get a mortgage, all mortgages include an interest and a principal aspect. Some have taxes and insurance involved in them, depending on how they're set up. But they all have a principal and interest aspect. If you get a fixed-rate mortgage, in fact, any kind of mortgage, all that, the interest aspect, is front-loaded on the loan. So you're paying far more interest initially than you are principal. So when you're getting a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, you're not going to be breaking even on principal to interest until 10 and a half years into the loan. If you got a 20-year or a 15-year fixed, you'd pretty much be, you know, breaking even right from the get-go. 20-year fixed, it's 49.6 to begin with, and after 4 months, you're at 50-50. At a 15-year fixed, it's 59% at the get-go, so it just gets better from there. The Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com wants you to know all the options when you're looking at a home loan, whether you're looking for a refi or you're getting a new loan. The experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com are somebody you need to call. You may not call them first, you may not call them last, but you need to call Mortgage Minute Guy, the Mortgage Minute Guy experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Here's the telephone number. I'm going to give it to you, 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. They're a trusted name in the mortgage industry and have been advertising on talk radio for some time, 866-288-0088.
We are going to go back to the phones, and your thoughts go to Ramon. He's listening in Miami. Ramon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ademo, and Mark.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind tonight, Ramon?
Relaxing with the family, listening to a great debate you guys had with the last caller. And I would like to independently confirm that our pediatrician actually told us that, yes, they do send mercury dimerosal-based vaccines overseas, so you shouldn't worry about the vaccines you're getting now. So that's why me and the mother of my daughter, we chose not to get vaccines because we asked the doctor to his face, like, how can you sleep with yourself at night knowing that you're a part of a system that's sending mercury-based vaccines overseas? And you can look me dead in my face, like, my people come from overseas, like, I'm Dominican. But you're telling me that the less fortunate people in my country are the ones receiving those vaccines. So I just, from that point on, I just had to question pretty much everything that came out of his mouth. Like, I have to research it myself because
I think it's important for people to do that. I think that a lot of people believe that because somebody's wearing a lab coat and they've got, a stethoscope around their neck, that they are somehow not more knowledgeable and that their opinion is just so, unimpeachable. And I think that that's a mistake. I think a lot of people need to question what doctors say or anybody who purports to be an authority on anything. Get a second, get a third opinion, get opinions from people who aren't doctors, naturopaths or whatever else is out there, and fully inform yourself.
Well, my problem with that, though, is that, like, the medical industry, like so many heavily regulated fields, the government, so, like, a million doctors are prescribing these vaccines that are produced by one company, by one factory, and so because the government has pushed out all these other competition aspects, and so if you're not bound down to the man, you can't be Pfizer.
Let's point out specifically, you cannot bring a pharmaceutical company to trial for repercussions of a vaccine.
And a granted immunity, correct?
They got some kind of immunity. That's the reason, primarily, that I chose not to give my son. Dude, why in the world would I take a product that you have no liability for when you produce it?
That's a real leap of faith.
Right. The only point I was going to make was about once you have a process or an industry centralized like this, then whether it's vindictive or not, like their goal is to kill patients or not, which is a very bad business model, first off. Second,
yeah, terrible business model.
Terrible business model. But it could be accidental. Like these things, like the factory that's not cleaning up so much, they're cutting corners, they're getting cheaper, they have no accountability,
sure.
They don't have to answer to any market, and so they simply make an error that ends up killing a lot of people, or the government regulations will remove the natural incentives that they have to provide good services, or in this case, vaccines, and they become dirty, full of mercury, whatever.
Ramon?
Yeah, I totally agree with you guys, man. I'm I guess I would be categorized as a tinfoil hat-wearing guy, but I think that's just a term they came up with to discredit any, you know, credible information that comes through that's not from a mainstream source. You know, if anything got leaked, for example, like some WikiLeaks documents, they could easily classify every one of those guys as a tinfoil hat-wearing guy, and the demographic of society wouldn't even take time to look at the information they were pushing out just because, you know, they were classified in that term. So, you know, I'll gladly wear the hat if it, or the shoe if it fits, you know, because
I wouldn't say you need to put a tinfoil hat on. I mean, I think that questioning what it is that some authority wants to put in your veins is a completely reasonable thing to do, whereas believing that there are lizard men who are shape-shifting into human beings and controlling everyone with the purpose of exterminating the population, that would be tinfoil hat wearing, in my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely agree. But those people, I would never push them to a part of society where I didn't even listen to what they had to say because of what they were saying.
See, sure, who will listen?
They could, exactly. That's why I like you guys, because you gave the guy opportunity to explain himself. And that's exactly what we're looking for, a platform where we can express ourselves openly and not be judged. Whether you believe it or not is on you. We're not asking for that. We're asking for an opportunity to be heard, and that's why I appreciate you guys.
Ramon, thank you. Appreciate your call and the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. See, that's how you can have a conversation about an issue. You don't have to jump on top of everybody and throw around insults.
Right? One thing I know for
mutual ground.
Yeah. One thing I know for certain is I'm going to sit here and judge. Judge it all the time, man.
Dallas in Texas, listening via the TuneIn app. Hey, Dallas.
Evening, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it took me 42 years, but I was blessed with a girl child.
And, awesome.
She is now a healthy 16 months old, and before, during the pregnancy, I was doing research on the vaccines and whatnot. It was a personal choice with my wife and I, and she's actually an immigrant from the former Soviet Union, so she is very, I don't want to say distrusting of the authorities, but she has a very open mind and she questions a lot of things.
Okay.
And, you know, so we were a good fit together because I like to question things also. But, you know, 42 years ago when I was born, they didn't give these toxic cocktails. Most of the vaccines were a single dose for a single issue. And what I found out was the vaccines today are like 3-in-1, 4-in-1. And and the amount of thimerosal and mercury, my whole issue was is I don't believe that it allows the human body immune system to develop naturally. When you start pumping it full of these things that basically kickstart it, you know, before you're fresh out of the womb and they're sticking you with needles. They're drawing blood.
That's disturbing. Dallas, stand by. If you have more to say, stand by. We can bring you back here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't think if I had a kid that I'd do the vaccine thing.
I know I wouldn't.
It's Free Talk Live.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping. Plus, a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google. And the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include listening options, so you can get tuned in to the show online via our broadband, mid-band, or narrow-band streams. There are three different size bit rates, four different internet connection speeds, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get our list of over 100 radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are also heard all 7 nights per week. In addition to that, we're on KU Band. It's free to air, and it's available across North and Central America. You can learn more about it at listen.freetalklive.com. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen.freetalklive.com.
Let me ask you this. If you're looking to buy consumer electronics, would you like to buy them from a place that has a 0% markup?
That place doesn't exist. What are you talking? That's crazy.
From the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro?
Well, they exist. I remember them from a long time. Those guys have been in business for a long, long time. My dad was doing computer business like all my life for the most part. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing their logo back in the mid to early 90s. These guys are established.
Yep, they're established. And you can get products from them for a 0% markup from BitcoinStore.com. What's the catch? Well, the catch is you've got to buy in Bitcoins. You can't buy in U.S. dollars or, rubles or whatever other kind of fake government currencies are out there. You got to use Bitcoins. They've got more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world wealth. Just go to BitcoinStore.com. As a matter of fact, if you, for whatever reason, you don't want people to know what you're getting buying or online, what's being shipped to your house, they can't track you. No one can track you with this information from Bitcoin Store. You don't even need to give your real name or anything other than your address where you want your parts or, you know, consumer electronics shipped. It's BitcoinStore.com. Go ahead, take a look around, compare these prices. I dare you. It's BitcoinStore.com. By the way, where they managed to reach their goal for the first quarter, so Bitcoin Store will continue to bring you these same low prices. We're already darn close to moving right along to reaching the goal for this quarter, so I have no doubt that Bitcoin Store is going to be delivering these low prices for some time to come. At some point, they're going to start getting competitive, but right now, this is, to some extent, an evangelical project for Bitcoins.
And it works. I've ordered from the Bitcoin Store. It was fast. It was easy. And if you order more than $100 worth of items, free shipping.
That's right, free shipping.
So,
otherwise, the shipping's still cheap. It's $5.
Yeah, $5 flat rate. $855, $450 free. Not too shabby, huh, Damo?
Doesn't sound too bad. I'm actually pulling it up on my phone right now.
There you go. Back to Dallas, listening in Texas to tune in. Hey, Dallas, you're back on. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say there was two things that I did when the daughter was born in the hospital was I asked the doctors and nurses to first see the insert. These vaccines come in a packaging of sorts that has a paper insert that gives you the warnings and the blah, 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 the whatever it is. Well, when it was a little strange to me when they couldn't produce one of these things. So I had carried with me a piece of paper that, you know, I gave to the doctor, and I said, well, if you're going to use these heavy-handed tactics to say that, you know, you're going to give this baby these vaccines here. I need you to sign this. And they wouldn't sign it. You know, my whole point
what
is...
What were they going to sign?
What was it?
I wanted them to sign a piece of paper that said they would accept all liability.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
No. You should have seen it was like cockroaches when you turn the light on. They scattered. they left us alone. We finished our other last 48 hours in the hospital, and we went home. My point is, the system that's in place is not in the business of any of us being well and healthy.
Yeah, I mean, they make money off of you if you're not healthy, and then you're going to turn to them.
Okay, and the human body is an amazing creation. However anybody wants to believe that it was created, it has the ability to heal itself. It has the ability to protect itself. So to allow the human immune system to develop naturally, we thought was very important to us, and we forewent the vaccines. She wasn't injected with anything. And when they took blood out of her, I mean, just the amount of stress that I saw coming from that child laying in that plastic thing they had her in, it broke my heart. I couldn't have her do it again.
What was the response from friends or neighbors or coworkers if this issue came up at all with them?
Oh, I'm a wackadoo. But whatever, you know, hey, to each his own. One man's conspiracy theory is another man's religion. So, I mean, however you want to see it. I mean, it was just a personal choice for us. And we live on a farm, okay? Our plants are to homeschool the child. So even in the state of Texas, they allow you to sign a piece of paper that says, okay, for religious reasons or for moral reasons, we don't give our children vaccines.
So you didn't have to? I mean, was the doctor you said was trying to strong-arm you? Did you have to or not have to?
No, did not have to at all.
No, they backed off after you asked them to sign for liability.
Sometimes they'll just do it when you're not looking. I mean, this has happened.
Okay, Mark, that's another thing. They would come into the room at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But the baby was a little bit jaundiced for passing through the birth canal. She was bruised a little bit. So they normally would give her a shot to help speed that process of activating the liver. But I told them, no, I don't want that. So
that's the vitamin K shot?
The vitamin K.
Sometimes they'll put it in their eyes or something, too.
Right, and I didn't want that. So the next thing they do is they put them under ultraviolet light, which I thought, okay, that's good. It takes a little bit longer, but at least it's less invasive. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I asked that doctor those two questions about seeing the insert and signing for liability, they left us alone about it. They never said another word about it. So
Anyway, thanks for sharing your story, Dallas. I appreciate hearing from you and your thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE.
It's interesting. We didn't, my wife wanted, you know, after we went to the sort of the birthing classes at the hospital and I saw the sign on the wall that said everybody's got to, you know, every baby's got to get these shots here or whatever it was that they claimed. And then the lady said, oh, yeah, don't worry about that. That doesn't mean anything. Don't, yeah. Whatever. But it says must.
Must how? Right. Well, they didn't know a little more about this must.
But they didn't want to talk about that must at all. My wife happily went to a birthing center, which with a midwife. That's what she wanted. She really ended up wanting to do. And so we didn't have to deal with any of this stuff. There weren't any shots. There weren't any blood draws. There weren't any of these anything. At some point or another, like 3 days afterwards, the most invasive thing that happened with the birth of my son Jack was 3 days after that, we had to drive him out to the town of Swansea in which he was born and produce him in front of like the town clerk to say, see, we have a baby. Give us a piece of paper to say it's real, or whatever it is that they do there. I mean, that was it.
Yeah, hospitals freak me out for that exact reason. It's like you can go in there and, like, it's not only, like, all these forms, all this stuff. Like, you know, you can't just go have a baby. It's like we need its footprint. We need to have it a social security number, a birth certificate. We want to stick it with stuff. And
yeah, it's disturbing.
Even yourself, you know, you go in there. It's like, I feel great. And they make you leave. And they're like, you got to do this. You got to do that. Something's wrong.
Something's got to be wrong with you. They got to justify their existence.
Exactly. It's always something wrong. You try to think back to other times where, like, you know, when there wasn't a hospital, like, every 30 miles. Like, there. And I know, like, some medical advancements are always obviously good, and we have longer lives.
No doubt. I mean, if I cut a limb off, I'm going to go to the hospital, and I think you're going to do a good job at stopping the blood loss. And
but this cancer, all these other things, it's like, how many things have you guys been sticking us with since we were little kids that are the cause of all these, you know, other sicknesses? And I don't know.
It's hard to know. I suspect it's the diet is what I would suspect.
Sure, the food, what people eat. I think that, you know, certainly you are what you eat, but it's also, I think, you are what you think. I mean, if you are a very negative person, I think that can manifest in very ugly ways.
Positive
physically.
People die too.
I'm not saying you're going to be immune from death, Mark, but I think there's something to the idea that angry people have heart attacks and worrying people get cancer. I think there's something to that.
I think too.
I have a couple siblings, and one of them is always in the hospital, always sick, always has something going on.
Hypochondriac?
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, it's
that
in
person
here,
could
in
just want
head.
Attention.
Yeah, well, that's probably what it is in this
case. Manifesting conditions to get attention.
Well, this is a hypochondriac society, though. If I mean, that's just what we're taught to do. If somebody complains of sort of a physical problem, the first thing that you're supposed to do is suggest they go to the emergency room.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Femin is at it again, taking off their tops, this time in the International Topless Jihad Day. We'll tell you more about it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. fight back with Ali C.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And you'll find that the features are free. We give them away to you. Now, there are ways that you can support the show, like shopping with us over at Amazon. The way you do it is by starting your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. So when you enter Amazon through those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, whether it's Amazon grocery section or Amazon baby stuff, you know, you name it, they sell pretty much anything there. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping started there, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant's going to be rolling out some big changes here in the very near future, and I'm excited to see it. But you can get Bitcoin. BitInstant makes it possible for you to get Bitcoins in countries around the world. Not every country yet. We certainly hope to have that happening soon in more than a million locations, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, tell them how you want to fund your account, tell them where your account is, and then make the deposit. They'll send Bitcoins to your account. It's that easy. BitInstant.com.
Let's just used that yesterday for the first time.
How'd you do it?
Great. I went to Walmart.
And how long did it take you to get your Bitcoins?
About 45 minutes.
Okay.
So wait, 45 minutes after you went to Walmart or 45 minutes from beginning of going to BitInstant
about
to when
45
you...
minutes after I left Walmart. Okay. And they're like, it's processed. And then so, but I mean, right away I got an email from the in-between and then an email shortly thereafter from BitInstant. So it was like bang, bang, and then a little bit of processing time.
Awesome.
So it was awesome. Happy.
So you might return for more from BitInstant.
Hopefully.
All right. 855-450-FREE. We go to Ted listening in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ademo and Mark. Ted.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey. You guys don't endorse blockchain, do you?
Blockchain.info?
Yes.
It wouldn't matter whether we endorse it or not, but I'll go ahead and endorse it.
We've spoken favorably of them in the past.
I mean, if you've got...
I just wanted to... I wanted to let your listeners know that I just had, I was just hacked, and I had 65 Bitcoin stolen from me.
In blockchain.info?
Yep.
And now, describe to me what hacked means to you.
Well, someone got into my account and sent 10 bitcoins at a time to another account. And it, you know, I
the same account
for these transactions. Yes.
Okay. And did they have your password?
Oh, that's what I'm trying to find out right now. You know, it could be an identity theft thing, but
yeah, that's what I'm wondering here. Is because most hacking is
should have had the password.
Most hacking is social hacking. This kind of figuring out what you know, if you use the word password all of the time or something mm-hmm. like that, or password 69, or whatever it is that what you might use, then they guess your password, or they know your password, they know something about you, or they use your mother's maiden name. I mean, this is one of the things that I have a real problem with these companies, like cell phone companies. They'll use your password, sort of dealing with the person as your mother's maiden name. I mean, that information is relatively easy to find out online. So I'm trying to decide here whether or not, because my understanding is blockchain, your transaction is encrypted in your browser. So the only way that they could get into your account is if they had
through phishing your password,
either
right?
Your password or your mnemonic, which is this kind of code to get your password, which a lot of people will save online in some place or another. I'm just wondering.
I also use blockchain, and I have the security feature where every time I or anybody attempts to log in, it will send a code to a designated
right.
area that I've chosen.
I've gotten a couple of those texts recently on my phone. Like one of the things you can do is have it send to your phone.
Or email or a number of things.
Right, and so that way, if you don't have that code, you can't get into the account. I've had blockchain.info send me that code where I have not requested to log into the site. So it makes me wonder if there's, you know, some sort of something out there hitting their site with a script or something.
It is, too. I also recommend for anybody who is into digital currency of whatever form that multiple wallets is always good. I have one that I like to give out publicly and
yep.
that I use as to receive and then immediately dump. And then there's other ones that are saving, and there's other ones that are to spend, and so on and so forth.
People that we, you know, put stock in, as far as the Bitcoin community is concerned, have recommended blockchain.info because of the encrypted wallet, supposedly encrypted in your browser. I don't have the technical know-how to check that claim, but I believe that these people do. So I believe the claim that they have the encrypted wallet in the browser.
I want to hear. I want to hear more. Do you have? You really just don't know what happened, right?
Well, no. I've never had any form of identity theft in the past, and you know, I have used this password before, but it's not something I commonly use.
Okay.
So, do you use the app on your phone, the blockchain app?
I do.
Is it possible someone got a hold of your phone, or do you have security on your phone? Like, you know, if you turn your phone on, is there a lock code, or is it just open to anybody?
I don't just leave my phone hanging around, so there's no way.
But is there a lock code on the phone?
No, there is not.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know, I don't know. That's certainly one way to do it, right? You get on somebody's phone and then, whoop, send the
here's
money.
Here's what I want to know.
The thing I'm wondering, it was 10 bitcoins at a time. It was 10.
That's weird.
10, yeah, it would just take 10 at a time until it was eventually almost empty, and then it stopped.
So here's what I want to know. Is obviously you don't have all the information today. I'd hate for a company to get dissed on the on national radio, and you know people not really know you know why or how. So as you find out more, will you keep us up to date? Because obviously this is important
absolutely.
To people. I recommend the blockchain.info wallet to people because I believe it to be the best of sort of the easy to get wallets.
Absolutely, I agree, and one of the reasons why I went with it is because I heard that on your show. But
yeah,
obviously this is pretty disappointing for me.
Yeah, it would be very disappointing to me, and I'm going to feel really bad if I've somehow caused you to go into some situation where you know you just got sort of randomly hacked online. That would be
either a close friend or a person that you know that did that, or it sounded like a bot of like a hack that like was just crawling certain accounts trying to have it send X amount if you had it and stuff like that. I just checked mine and I don't have 65 bitcoins in there or anything like that, but everything is
yeah, mine's there,
there
too. So
I mostly move my stuff in and out of that particular account. I don't generally keep that don't generally keep very many.
Right, and,
no,
and one
of
the couple
other options out there.
This, and 65 bitcoins is now a good chunk of change.
Sure, and I have said on the air that I don't necessarily trust these online wallets. I think blockchain.info is the best of them from what I understand about it. But I agree with Mark. I wouldn't keep any significant amount of bitcoins in an online wallet.
It depends on what you call significant.
Yeah,
there are programs.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Sure, and because there's programs you could download that essentially would be a wallet that you can store on a thumb drive that don't have to be online that can be held and taken away from the computer. Correct.
Sure, absolutely.
Right. So
Ted,
not easy though.
I don't know how much more information you're going to be able to unearth about this because a lot of these things, you know, unless you remember giving your login information to some suspicious or not so suspicious email. I remember there was a program I downloaded on my Android phone once that stole my Yahoo password. It was an instant messaging client that was supposed to sit in, you know, because you get the Yahoo instant message. It was supposed to kind of be that because there's these clients like Pigeon. There are these independent clients that aren't written by Yahoo that will still kind of allow you to interface with their system. And so I thought that's what this was. And, you know, it had some good reviews. So I downloaded it and they jacked my Yahoo password from me entering it into that program. So sometimes, you know, and I consider myself fairly aware as far as phishing and things like that go. I know that the phishing exists and I've certainly come across plenty of, you know, questionable emails that I've quickly deleted. But that one got me. You know, they played me.
They have been hacked. I mean, not for money, but I mean, you know, passwords are spam and it happens.
Yeah, that's one of the good reasons to have different passwords on different sites and such. But Ted, I don't know how much more information you're going to be able to dig up. I think the best thing you can do is, because you certainly probably aren't going to get it back. And the best thing you can do is make plans to get your own wallet if you don't already have one.
Stinks.
Yeah, will do. I think, I just wanted to warn other listeners, I'm in a situation where it's okay, like I'll come back, it's not a big deal, but I thought it was worthy of bringing it up on air.
Well, as has been recommended by, I think, Gavin Anderson, one of the Bitcoin...
Andreessen, sorry.
One of the Bitcoin programmers is...
Developers.
You know, you don't want to put more into Bitcoin than you can afford to lose. Because things like this can happen, especially as Bitcoin's become more valuable. Thanks,
all
Ted,
right.
for the call, man.
Ted, I feel
appreciate
pretty
it.
Lost.
Yeah, it sucks. That I mean, I remember we lost like 45 Bitcoin back in the day from that one online wallet site. I forget what it was.
MyBitcoinWallet.com.
Was it MyBitcoinWallet? I couldn't remember what their name was. And I got jacked. Of course, they were only worth $2 at that time or whatever.
It's guys like that that make me wish there really was a hell.
Thanks, Ted. Appreciate it. Good luck. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you like. Hour 3 is next. The Femin Girls, they're back on the streets. And it's an Islamic-related topless protest. We'll get back to that here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.